السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم على أكرم الخلق سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، بقول الله عز وجل في محكم تنزيله وعز من قائل بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، إن المتقين في مقام أمين في جنات وعيون آخذين ما آتاهم ربهم إنهم كانوا قبل ذلك محسنين كانوا قليلا من الليل ما يهجعون وبالأسحار هم يستغفرون. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من قام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, beloved brothers, we praise and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe, and we ask Almighty Azza wa Jal to send His special mercies, blessings and salutations upon the noblest and choicest of all creation, our beloved master and leader, Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with his family members, with his companions, ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, and with all those who follow in their footsteps till the day of Qiyamah. Today's Jummah pre-khutbah talk, firstly I would like to dedicate it to my beloved dad, who would have loved to be here, but due to health reasons he was hospitalized. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him complete shifa. And to all those who are sick in hospitals, in clinics, at homes, that they want to be in the masjid but they cannot be here. This is a lesson for us, brothers, that we have an opportunity today. So two aspects before we proceed. But a mu'min and a believer, when they commit and when they carry out and do good deeds, and due to some reason they want to be here but they cannot be here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala records the same good deeds as if they were here. This is the mercy of Allah. So while we have an opportunity, you and I, we are healthy, we are alive, we have an opportunity, excel to do good deeds. This opportunity came yesterday to me. I was still hesitating and thinking about it. When speaking with my dad, he said, when an opportunity of good comes, do not delay. So without any doubt, go forward and do it. Our topic of discussion for today is on the aspect of istighfar, number one. And number two, the different ways and means of gaining istighfar that Allah has opened up for us, especially in the month of Ramadan. We're just going to touch on to that, inshallah. Now firstly, brothers, we hear this word a lot. It's repeated many a times, that ask, make istighfar. What is istighfar? In simple terms, istighfar means to ask Allah for forgiveness. Oh Allah, I have slipped up, I have committed a wrong, I have sinned, I have transgressed your command. I have trespassed the boundary set by you. Please forgive me for the shortcoming of mine. This is what istighfar means, asking Allah for forgiveness for the wrong that we've done. Now say a person gets forgiven, Allah forgives him. Now what? Does he still have to ask for istighfar? Say you make dua for forgiveness and Allah forgives you. Do we still need to make dua for istighfar? Yes, because there are two aspects of istighfar. One, that what I've explained to you, when a person commits a sin, a wrong. The second aspect is, oh Allah, I have not done enough. The action that, oh Allah, I have not done the action the way I have supposed to. I have fallen short in doing what I supposed to. Therefore, forgive me for that. No human being, brothers, can ever feel or can ever say that I don't need to make istighfar. Either it's for the sins that we've committed or for the shortfall in our actions. The beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he tells us and he says, I ask Allah for forgiveness more than 70 times in a day. When the Nabi of Allah is free from sin, is ma'soom, the Nabi of Allah did not have any, he was sinless. Then too he asked Allah for forgiveness. Why? Oh Allah, the way I supposed to have carried out that action, I could not have carried it out. I have not carried it out. In our salah, when we praying salah at the end of our salah, what is the concluding dua? It's a dua of istighfar. Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira. That, oh Allah, I have wronged myself. You've just prayed salah, what wrong have you done? Oh Allah, I have not performed salah the way you have wanted me to perform. I have not fulfilled the rites and the requisites of the salah. In salah, my focus, my attention should have been on you, it was somewhere else. For a moment, for that lapse in concentration, I ask you for forgiveness for that. This is what the meaning of istighfar is, brothers. Istighfar is so great. So great. So much emphasis is placed on istighfar in this month. That the month of Ramadan is known as the month of maghfirat. It is known as the month of forgiveness. It is known as the month of mercy. It is known as an amazing month. A month that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sheds His barakah on both the castle and the cottage, the homes of the rich and the homes of the poor. The spiritual response that Ramadan evokes is so spontaneous that even the faint-hearted, even those who are weak, such an environment is created that even they excel in doing good deeds. We look at the masajid, brothers. Other salahs besides Jum'ah, and we see, mashallah, the masajid are brimming. Brimming. People, after salah, we find people are engaged in tilawat of Quran. In so many different a'mal, we see the environment that is created in Ramadan. Now, we have entered into the second ashara, the second 10 days of Ramadan. Firstly, or generally, there's a surge in the first 10 days and there's a surge in the last 10 days. But the middle 10 days we tend to slack. We tend to drop a level. For this Ramadan, let it not be that. But rather let us increase whatever we were doing in the first 10 days. Let us step up a little. We were reading one juz of Quran. Let's try and read a little bit more. We were making tasbihat, ta'aleem, whatever it is, let's try and increase it slowly, even if it is a little. Showing Allah, Ya Allah, that this time of Ramadan is passing by, but I want to take full opportunity of it. I want to be of those who are forgiven. Adam alayhi salam committed a mistake. Iblis also committed a mistake. But after committing the mistake, the way they reacted, both of them were different. Adam alayhi salam was regretful. And that is the words that Allah Ta'ala teaches us in the Quran of Tawbah, of istighfar. فَتَلَقَّى آدَمُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ كَلِمَاتٍ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ. The first words that we taught Adam alayhi salam on earth was the words of Tawbah. Istighfar. It started with these words. Allah showed Adam alayhi salam the way of Tawbah. رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. When before entering into Jannah, the words will be istighfar. رَبَّنَا أَتْمِمْ لَنَا نُورَنَا وَغْفِرْ لَنَا. That, oh Allah, you complete, you perfect your nur and your light for us. وَغْفِرْ لَنَا, and forgive us. Forgiveness at the beginning, forgiveness at the ending. Brothers, the month of Ramadan is about forgiveness. If we attain this forgiveness in Ramadan, wallah, we've attained everything. Wallah, we've attained everything. It's like we're on a clean slate. When a person is on a clean slate, immediate entry, open entry into Jannah, into paradise. But again, astaghfirullah or istighfar, asking Allah for forgiveness, there's many conditions attached. We're not going to go into the details of the conditions. One has to have regret and remorse. One has to have a sincere intention not to repeat the crime. But to put it into our terms, into layman's terms, understand it, a person is in need of his job. He's made a mistake. He's committed a crime. And his boss, his employer tells him that is the end of it. That is the end of it. You are fired, you have lost your job. What does he say? He pleads with his boss. He pleads with his employer that please give me one more chance. Please give me one more chance. You'll see that this I won't commit this crime again. I'll be a different person. When this is our relationship with our employer, when this is our relationship with our boss, this, the relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is much higher. The relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is our creator, that Ya Allah, I have sinned, I have wronged, I have slept up, but I want to change myself for the better. And Ya Allah, you're going to see I'm going to be a different person. I'm going to try my best. When a person has that firm resolution, that determination, then Allah's help and assistance is with him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it possible. So brothers, in the month of Ramadan, let us look at a few asbabul maghfirah, means and ways of Allah allowing us to attain His forgiveness. One of the means that we're going to touch on today is the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man qama ramadana imanan wa ihtisaban ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi. Whoever stands up in prayer during the month of Ramadan at night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive his minor sins. غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِ. Now what does this tell us, brothers? In the month of Ramadan, we have an opportunity of performing Taraweeh Salah. MashaAllah, the masajid, most of the masajid are performing Taraweeh Salah. And the imams are reciting the Quran. Let us take out that time and attend the Taraweeh Salah. Listen to the recitation of Quran. We only have the opportunity, it is ayyamim ma'dudat, for a few days, brothers. For a few days. If we haven't performed in the first 10 days, let us start now. If we are performing 8, 10, 12, let us increase it. That Aisha radiallahu anha tells us that the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam came out. It was the month of Ramadan and he led the Sahaba in Taraweeh Salah. This happened for 1, 2, 3 or 4 days. After that, he did not come out. The Sahaba were waiting in anticipation, in eagerness. The Prophet ﷺ came out the next day. And he said, I did not come out to you out of fear that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it obligatory. But the Sahaba, when we study their lives, they were desirous. They were eager to attain goodness. In the time of Umar radiallahu anhu, he gathered the Sahaba. And he instructed them to perform 20 rakats of salah, of Taraweeh salah. And the best reciter, or one of the best reciters among Sahaba at that time, Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu, he instructed him to lead the prayer. And Sahaba were keen, were eager, and used to come and listen attentively to the Quran being recited. So let us take opportunity of this. We have an opportunity, let us make best use of this opportunity. The second way of standing up, man qama Ramadan, standing up at night in prayer, brothers, is at the time of tahajjud salah. This is a real and opportune moment for us to re-establish, to reconnect our relationship with our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At that time, what a person can get, he cannot get at any other time. Those concluding moments, we are waking up for suhoor, for sehri. Few minutes before that, let us take our time and say, Allahu Akbar. Stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, raise our hands and ask from the bottom of our heart. At that time, it is an opportune moment when du'as are readily accepted. Du'as are readily accepted. Beg Allah for forgiveness. We're speaking of forgiveness. Beg Allah to forgive us. Beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whatever we need, brothers. Whatever we need in terms of dunya and also akhirat. In terms of dunya and as well as the year after. Study the Quran. The Quran is replete with du'as that the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam made. Let us make the du'as of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Let us make the du'as that Allah has taught us in the Quran. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam has taught us in the hadith. Such powerful, such beautiful du'as. So these are opportune moments. The person, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, gave us encouragement. And he said, عَلَيْكُمْ بِقِيَامِ اللَّيْلِ. That hold firm unto قِيَامُ اللَّيْلِ. Hold firm unto salah at the end, at the dead of night. Hold firm unto that. Why? فَإِنَّهُ دَعْبُ الصَّالِحِينَ. This is a practice of the pious predecessors. And فَإِنَّهُ, it is a means of getting قُرْبَةٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ, a very quick way of getting closeness to Allah. It is a means, وَمَكْفَرَةٌ لِلسَّيِّئَاتِ, it is a means of gaining forgiveness for your sins, wiping out your sins, evil deeds and wrongdoings, and gaining closeness to Allah. So many virtues and benefits. The person who stands up for tahajjud salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala illuminates his face. Allah blesses him with brightness on his face, a nur and a light, an effulgence. A person who performs tahajjud salah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared some, inna fil jannati ghurafan, there's some palaces with balconies in paradise. These have been specially created for those who perform tahajjud salah. Liman atab al kalam, for those who say good words. Wa at'am al ta'am, who feed people. Wa adam al layli wa adam al siyam, those who fast. Wa sallu bil layli wan nasu niyam, and you find them performing salah at night when others are sleeping. For these special palaces that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given, has prepared, brothers, are we willing to take from Allah? The month of Ramadan is to take from Allah. This is asbabul maghfirah, a way of gaining Allah's forgiveness. If we stand up for taraweeh salah, if we stand up in tahajjud salah. Another way of gaining Allah's forgiveness is, brothers, we need to forgive people. By us forgiving people, it will be a means of Allah forgiving us. If we want the forgiveness of Allah, we have to be prepared to overlook the faults of others. I am not saying this, but Quran tells us, وَلَا يَأْتَنِ أُولُو الْفَضْلِ مِنْكُمْ وَالسَّعَةِ أَنْ يُؤْتُوا أُولِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَالْمُهَاجِرِينَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَنْ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Allah Ta'ala says you should overlook and you should pardon and you should forgive. Do you not wish that Allah forgives you? So these verses were revealed on an occasion when Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu had taken an oath that he had a relative whose name was Mistah radiallahu anhu, also a Sahabi who he would support financially. Mistah radiallahu anhu was involved in the slander and the false accusation against Aisha radiallahu anha, the beloved daughter of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had exonerated Aisha radiallahu anha in the verses of in Surah Nur, and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu or Mistah radiallahu anhu was found guilty and he was lashed for it, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu had taken an oath to say that the hurt and the pain that you have caused my family, I will not help and assist you anymore. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed these verses by saying and telling Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and other sahaba that it is not becoming of people of high caliber like Abu Bakr to make such statements, to hold these grudges in their hearts. Wal ya'fu wal yasfahu, overlook and pardon. Ala tuhibbuna an yaghfira Allahu lakum, do you not wish for Allah to forgive you? So we want the forgiveness of Allah, brothers. Let us also forgive those who have done us wrong. Let us not hold grudges in our hearts for others. Brothers are not speaking to brothers for years. There's discord between husband and wife, between family and friends. Let us be the first one that if we have a misunderstanding with anyone, the month of Ramadan is an opportunity to look beyond that. To say, Ya Allah, I want your forgiveness in this month. I am looking beyond that, Ya Allah. I want your forgiveness. Oh Allah, I am forgiving your bondsman. Even though you may be right, but overlook that. Even though you may be in the right, do it for the pleasure of Allah. And Allah says in the Quran, أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَن يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. So this is one of the means of asbabul maghfirah, of attaining the forgiveness of Allah. Another way of attaining the forgiveness of Allah, من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. Whoever fasts in the month of Ramadan with two conditions, with iman and with ihtisab, with hope from Allah, firm belief in Allah and hope that he will be rewarded by Allah, غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. Allah will forgive him. Alhamdulillah, brothers, we are fasting. May Allah accept our fast. May Allah accept our fast and the fast of all those who are fasting. But this is a means of attaining Allah's forgiveness. It's a means of attaining Allah's forgiveness. مَنْ قَامَ لَيْلَةَ الْقَدْرِ إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِ. Whoever stands up on the night of Qadr with iman and with hope in reward from Allah, it's a way of his sins being forgiven. Open the books of hadith, brothers. Open the Quran. It is filled, replete with examples, with ways of us attaining Allah's forgiveness. It is up to, we can carry on, but our time is up. It is up to us. It is up to us, brothers. Are we using these asbabul maghfirah? Ramadan 1440, Ramadan 2019, this Ramadan, it can be a means of us getting forgiven. Wallah, if we get forgiven, then we've achieved everything. If we achieve the maghfirat and the forgiveness of Allah, who is ghaffar, who is most forgiving, in the month of Ramadan, the doors of his forgiveness are open even more. Tuftahu abwabul jannah, the doors of Jannah are open. The doors of Jahannam are closed. If we cannot attain Allah's maghfirat and forgiveness in this month, then when can we attain? And when will we attain the maghfirat and forgiveness of Allah? One more point before I conclude, brothers. If we don't attain Allah's forgiveness, if we don't, say a person says, okay, I just want to be in the middle, balance. If a person doesn't get Allah's forgiveness in Ramadan, it's not that everything is fine. He's at a risk of a terrible loss. Risk of a great loss. Because Allah has given us such a blessing, Allah expects us to take from that blessing. The Prophet ﷺ tells us in the hadith that, in fact, the Sahaba say he was ascending the pulpit, and he said Ameen, Ameen, Ameen. On the one step that he said Ameen, it was the dua of Jibreel, who said that may Allah's curse be on that person who allows the month of Ramadan to pass without getting forgiven. The Prophet ﷺ said Ameen to that. So if we don't ask Allah for forgiveness, we are at a risk of a terrible loss. If we get Allah's forgiveness, wallah, we've attained and we've achieved everything. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he makes us from amongst those who exert ourselves in this month of Ramadan. We make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we make dua to Allah that he make us from amongst those who are forgiven. May Allah forgive the living. May Allah forgive the dead. May Allah forgive the believing men, the believing women. May Allah forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.